This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The latest round of talks involving the warring factions in Yemen ends Thursday with the UN circulating a draft agreement that includes a post-war political framework, reopening of the Sana'a airport, and a plan for the contested port city of Hodeidah. Yemen's foreign minister, Khalid Hussein al-Yamani, said the government is seeking a durable peace.
This step-by-step approach is bringing the Houthis to accept that there is no way for them to continue the war in Yemen. And the war is not the solution in Yemen, but peace should be the solution. And peace can only be gained through a very hard discussion on the table of negotiation.
The UN is seeking a breakthrough to end the four-year conflict that has left thousands dead and millions facing famine. Both sides have exchanged lists of prisoners and pledged to resume oil and gas exports. The Saudi-backed coalition has been under growing pressure to end the conflict in light of the October murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That prompted the U.S. Senate to approve a resolution to end U.S. support for the Saudi coalition in Yemen. Senator Todd Young is from Indiana.
This is a serious national security issue, and that's why it's essential that we send a message giving our administration more leverage as they try and press the Saudis to negotiate in Sweden in good faith. The only end to this horrific situation is going to be through a negotiated settlement. That's what all of us want.
Wednesday's Senate vote clears the way for it to advance, but there is no similar effort underway in the House of Representatives. Tanzania has signed a multi-billion dollar agreement with Egyptian companies to construct a massive hydroelectric plant in a game reserve. Conservationists have opposed the plan to build the plant along the Rufiji River in the Zelos Game Reserve, warning it will destroy the environment, a key tourist destination. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a no-confidence vote by her ruling Conservative Party, 200 to 117, but MP Jacob Rees-Mogg said it's time for her to step down.
I think the Prime Minister should resign. She cannot get her deal through. Her very bad, unsatisfactory withdrawal agreement, which is not supported by the DUP, by many Conservatives, or by the opposition.
EU leaders meet on the Brexit matter Thursday, but have repeatedly ruled out any renegotiation. Monday, the Prime Minister cancelled a vote on her plan on future ties with the EU, widely expected to have resulted in defeat. Britain due to leave the EU March 29th. Canada has identified the second citizen questioned in China and has been missing since making contact with Canadian officials. Chrystia Freeland, the Canadian foreign minister.
We are aware of a Canadian who got in touch with us because he was being asked questions by Chinese authorities. We have not been able to make contact with him.
The detention of the two Canadian officials follows the release on bail of China's chief financial officer of the giant telecom Huawei, Meng Wanzhou, by a Canadian court following her December 1st arrest on charges of sanctions violations. The U.S. is seeking her extradition. U.S. national security officials told lawmakers in Washington that China's cyber espionage and theft of intellectual property from U.S. companies pose one of the largest economic and security challenges. John Demers is an assistant attorney general.
No one begrudges a nation that generates the most innovative ideas and from them develops the best technology. But we cannot tolerate a nation that steals the fruits of our brain power.
He said China is driven by a desire to be at the forefront of 10 critical technologies in its so-called Made in China 2025 plan. Meanwhile, a U.S. official said China is suspected in a massive data breach involving theft of personal information from as many as 500 million guests of the Marriott hotel chain. Police continue their manhunt for the suspect in the shooting deaths of two people in Tuesday's attack on a Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg. Police are searching for the suspect identified as 29-year-old Sheriff Chicot, who has been known as a potential security risk. According to multiple sources, Venezuela's former oil minister, Nelson Martinez, arrested last year in a corruption probe of the state-run oil company, has died while in custody. He's said to have suffered a heart attack while undergoing dialysis. The California State Insurance Commissioner says claims from historic wildfires have topped $9 billion and are expected to grow. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to your doors again today, in your living rooms, wherever you are, in the taxi cab. So stay close, because today I'm going to take your minds back. And our first stop today is Democratic Republic of Congo, with the most popular Mario by Dr. Franco and the TPOK Jazz. And right after that, oh, my favorite tune, Lunchtime by Gabriel Omolo of Kenya. But first, let's enjoy this all-time classic, Mario by Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, Mario, luka ta mwasi moko bala. Mario musalo be kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote, ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi ee. Lelo bitumba lobi kosona ee.
Kapesi bazai na mbongo Yoka ndengi azaliko kabayo Na mitema ya basipe na mibali Yo moto zai na badiplom mitano Mario Sala kameme foro luka mosala Mario Pona nini ozako baby saka usambu sa kombo nobo Mario Ah, nalembi
Ba protinga na pakolaka Zoto ekoma sembe sembe Oko pete ngana zoka Lobi na swa maladi ya kanser Lobi tango na kokola yo kimi daye Mario na baye Mario na lembie
Ba familia Mario bakanisaka Mario apesaka nga mosoro Nzoka nga moto na latisaka ye na lisaka ye na lalisaka ye Mario na lembie
Sala como mapi loco y anda coera zomba La lembie Mario na baye yo Ene Mario na lembio
Mario okutinga na biloko mombali mususu a zomba Oyo kwelingi ya kofana te Mario Oyo kwelingi te olia na mesa Kaka soki zue kangyo na poitrine Oniaga ko beta ngai nakoko mabiloko Mario sina salisa yo mingi diploma simanga mo na salisa ki yo Mario bongo le nga kumi mwasi mabe Mario likambote ah mokili e ezaka gaboye
mobale akutinga na bomengo asengi ya komandenga na ndimi mobale akutinga na bangenge asengi ya dirijenga na ndimi na bandiko bimana ye babandiko penga ye monsieur Mario abimbi moto, akanisi biloko na ngai ya ye. Mario na baye yo, kende Mario na lembi yo.
Mario asongi epe ya babongi akuti mbeto na ye ya bomwana. Ekomi tango akolala mbeto mokuse makolo milai Mario. Mario na lembi.
Mana sombela yo na tikeli yo souvenir ya bolingo moye zalina lavage na kotindela yo na bato Mario na lembio kende na yo na baye yo
Mario
Merci, Mario. Mario, mosala kopete nga bana bikoko. Bana ngoya yo. Olingo beba mama mobokoli.
African beats well. Let's take some messages from our Facebook friends. And this one says, hello, David Vandy. My name is Idris Adam, BSc in bracket, from Bujode, Nigeria. And I'm a regular listener of the African Beat Show. I love you and your show, David. And please play some beautiful music for me. And I'll so much appreciate it. Idris Adamu from Bujode. Well, let's enjoy the good music now from the old school days. Gabriel Omolo of Kenya and Mario by the great Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to the African Beat coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here today bringing you old school, the African beat way.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back. The old school African beat continues. This time to Sierra Leone, Gumbu by Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings. And after that, I Don't Care by Eric Agyeman of Ghana. But first, Gumbu with the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone.
Thank you. who the hungry, Bobo. Your mother go for farm, he no come where you say he come. Now who the hungry, Bobo?
I Don't Care, Eric Aguirre, Man of Ghana. And before that, Ngombu with Dr. Freddy and the Super Combo Kings of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat. Are you just joining me right now? Then it's a pleasant welcome to the show that brings happiness into your homes. Smiles on your faces wherever you are. Put on your dancing shoes and get ready to slide. Because more music, old-time music, will be coming for you right after this. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Here is an email now which comes from Mogadishu in Somalia. And the sender is Abdi Nasir Ali. And he says, "Hi, David Vandy. How are you?" "Well, I'm fine." "I'm sure you're fine." "I really love this super show of yours, for it is a very nice show. Everybody loves it. You are really the president of the African Beat, and we are the followers of your order. I really love listening to this super show. Sometimes when I am busy, I miss the chance of listening. I regret it. And listen again from the MP3 in the page of VOA. David, you have really done a super job for us. Africans are proud of you, and we wish you well every time, any day." Thanks so much, Abdi Nasir Ali of Mogadishu, Somalia. Thank you very much for that beautifully worded letter there, Abdi Nasir. Well, I hope I continue to keep you satisfied with more music as we move along. Don't forget, today is old school, the African Beat way. And right now, I take you to Mali with Naini Jabate in Dinkole. And after that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondy, Africa's reggae king from Cote d'Ivoire. And Beto by Charlotte Mbango of Cameroon. But first, Dinkole with Naini Jabate of Mali. And here's another email from Bolanle Ojo, and he writes, "Hello, David, from the United Arab Emirates. Wow, do you listen to me right over there? Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You are doing a great job. Well done. I just finished watching you on CNN. It would be a great pleasure to be on your show someday. I am a Nigerian. I do traditional gospel, African music, poetry, and chants. And I know I'll be on the African beat someday." Definitely, Bolanle, you will be on the African beat when the album is out. Let me get a copy of it. You can also send it as an MP3 copy to my emails and also your bio. Then we can start talking about it and playing your music on the show. Thank you so much for writing to the African beat from the United Arab Emirates. We appreciate your effort. Now let's get on with some music. This is the African beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Lee.
Let me
by Charlotten Bango of Cameroon. Before that, Brigadier Sabari by Alpha Blondie of Cote d'Ivoire and Dinkole by Naini Diabaté of Mali. The African Beat on the Voice of America with yours truly, David Vandy, right here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. And I come to your door Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. And let's continue with some more music. Nigeria is our next stop. Onyeka Onwenu. Oh, how I love this lady. Hallelujah is the track. And right after that, I take you to South Africa with the Dark City Sisters in Tomati Yo-Yo. But first, Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. By the Dark City Sisters of South Africa and Hallelujah by Onyeka Onwenu of Nigeria. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am sure you've enjoyed taking your minds back a little bit. I know you love this one, Jowanda, my friend and your family, and not forgetting all members of the African Beat fan club around the world. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
African Beats.